98% pure potato.
98%
pure potato.
Hi, this is the 98% Pure Potato blog, John Griffiths speaking. Last blog post of 2017. So what I thought I'd do is look forward to 2018 and the topics I'm going to be talking about. I've done 22 posts so far on 98% Pure Potato, which should have given you a fairly good idea as to what's in it. And I've used the time to talk around themes which have come out of the book, so that even if you have read the book, there's things that I've talked about in these podcasts which aren't in the book. So I hope that's helpful, and it's either encouraged you to read the book or at least to understand the bigger themes around it. But I want to move on to talk about other things when I'm going to be writing about in 2018. And this is as much to sort of throw the gauntlet down to myself so that I get on with writing, because in the last couple of years I've been writing on social media, blogs and all sorts, but I haven't been writing with a view to getting books out. So by virtue of my doing this, that hopefully ups the ante on me to get on and do that. But I'd also be interested if you've got any feedback, if there's particular things that you'd like me to write about, or particular titles which you think I should be getting out sooner rather than later. So here's my list. This, I think, is the rough order of production, but as I said, I'd love to hear from you about that. So the first one that I want to work on is a relatively short piece, but it's a workshop technique which I developed a number of years ago, this kind of unfinished business, which is about writing brand screenplays. If you're interested at all in the idea of archetypes and using those in advertising, you'll probably know quite a lot about this already. What I did was to turn it into a screenplay workshop format, which I've used in a number of different places. I've always got it ready to go. People who've used it found it really quite helpful, but on more than one occasion I've had to brief people in how to go off and use the technique themselves. So this book would be about how to use this screenplay writing technique. The basic idea about brand screenplays is that brands aren't simply characters that people personalize based on their experience of using a particular brand, but actually ways in which brands behave. And if you're developing through the line campaigns, the whole idea of screenplay is to help to look at the way in which brands use conflict to develop what they are good at, rather and to have emergent capabilities rather than simply what they've got as something limited and fixed. That's the idea behind the brand screenplays workshop introduction, which hopefully will give you the briefing to be able to run your own brand screenplay workshops. So that's number one. The next one I've called Waggle Dancers. I still want to call it Waggle Dancers, because if I'm going to publish it myself, I can call it what I want rather than be hostage to a publisher that wants me to give it a boring name, which makes it easier to find in a bookshop. Waggle Dancers is based on the dance of the honeybee. And the basic idea of a hive of honeybees is smarter than most human beings, because the hive works together as a whole. The idea is that if you find some nectar, you go back and you do a dance which tells the others where to find the nectar which the hive benefits from. So in other words, an individual discovery is shared and amplifies the ability of the hive to grow and to nurture itself. So the kind of watchword behind this is, it's not how much nectar you find, it's how much you persuade others to carry. So the idea behind Waggle Dancers is how we use ideas inside organizations. There seems to be endless titles all about doing social out in the marketplace, but nothing about doing social inside workplaces. How do ideas travel? How do people work with things? Normally that's because people work either in a departmental way or a functional way, and they like to use their ideas to build their own influence. And that, in effect, pits an individual against everyone else in their group because they are using ideas competitively. Whereas for good workflow, ideas should be able to travel through an organization so that anyone can shape them and they can be developed. Obviously, there are less helpful ideas which need to be suppressed, but mostly we need to discover the ideas which people want to work with. The three skills of waggle dancing are location, which is finding insights in the first place. Secondly, motivation. Rather than controlling the supply oneself, making other people want to either find the insight themselves or to use it. And the third one is communication, which is communicating so that other people who are motivated can go and find these goodies themselves. So in the book, I want to look at different ways in which inside organizations we can help ideas to travel better and to make ideas as a social thing rather than as some kind of production line, simply hand bits and pieces onto one another and make a thing, which is advertising, communications, or whatever else. So that's Waggle Dancers. By all means, feedback to me if you want to hear more about that. But I'm going to be doing podcasts on that as well as I will be on the screenplay workshop book. Then after that, I've promised myself, once I've got those two out, that I'll push out a memoir, which I did a while back, which is basically how I got into advertising and my experience of being a planner, through working in ad agencies, in direct marketing, sales promotion, lots of other places, and through to going freelance. And I think I take it up to 4 or 5 years after going freelance. So it's a kind of story of my life type stuff, story of working life. And you may find that useful, but hopefully it's a way of sharing ideas in a way that allows me to string a whole lot of anecdotes together, many of whom people who I've trained will be familiar with, but it kind of puts it all together in a single narrative. So that's something I'll be putting out, but I don't want to do that until I've done those two earlier books. That should be quite enough for 2018, but there's two other ideas I've got for books downstream, which you can talk me into doing maybe a bit earlier, but at the moment I'm pushing them right downstream. The first is I've called Barefoot Insiders, and that's basically the idea of taking the core ideas of market research, which I think are now so well democratized that anyone, even your mum, should be able to do market research herself. I know that offends a lot of people in market research who want to keep all this to themselves, but I think that the tools of market research have become so widely available that rather than try and protect a professional caste who were only allowed to do this themselves, it makes more sense to teach everyone to be able to do research to a basic level. I think this particularly relates to other people within client organisations who are forced to deal with customers but don't always have the confidence or expertise to do that, but they never go anywhere near the marketing department. And they never will have anything to do with market research agencies, which would cost too much for them anyway. So this is very much a way of taking market research and putting it out in the widest area to show how one can start using these principles oneself to do better work with customers and to understand what they need, what their motivations are, to be able to communicate with them better and to sell them things which are more suitable for them. So that's the idea of Barefoot Insider, but I'd like to get the other books out first, but you tell me what you think. The last one really builds on 98% Pure Potato. It's simply that because 98% Pure Potato took so long to do and was so much work, because it was based on 30-odd interviews, the idea of going and doing another 20 or 30 interviews fills me with dread, because although I'd love to do it, I now know how much work is involved in getting something out. But the follow-on from 98% Pure Potato is really, what happened to account planning once it got into ad agencies? Where did it go next? One of the most interesting things about account planning was the way in which it created all sorts of spin-off industries even, that brand consultancy and marketing consultancy came out of it, that qualitative research agencies largely came out of planning thinking. But then it also rippled into design, into other below-the-line agencies. It got into broadcast media. It went client-side. There are any number of ways in which account planning thinking has mutated and gone into other areas. And to tell that story would be terrific, which is why I've been making shortlists of people to go and talk to look at how it expands into these other areas. But the reason I haven't started it yet is I just know how much extra work would be involved in doing that. So I want to get these other things out first. And if it turns out that I never get around to doing it, well, never mind. Maybe it's more important that I focus on 98% pure potato, which is done, and these other much shorter texts to do. Anyway, but if you've got any opinions on that and what should be included in that book, by all means, get in touch, talk to me about it. But that's downstream. For now, I just want to focus on the three titles that I've given you now. And if you want to hear more about that, then carry on tuning into the podcast, and I'll try and explain the basic ideas within this as I start to write this stuff up and to get it out, maybe in Kindle format or even on print on demand. Let's see how we go. Anyway, that's my summary. I hope you found that interesting, and that's kind of provoked you about where my thinking is going in the coming 12 months. Can I wish you a very happy new year and a very successful 2018, and we will speak to you before too long. Bye for now.